بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now we will continue about the Islamic fundamentals, and as we clarified last week about the three branches of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learned that the categories of the belief in the oneness of Allah is the belief in the oneness of Allah's lordship, and in the belief in oneness of Allah's worship, and in the oneness of Allah's names and attributes, which I clarified to you last week. And inshallah, from today we will start with the belief in the oneness of Allah's lordship. Okay, because as I clarified to you, sisters, if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only Lord for the universe, Allah is the creator, the owner, the organizer, the planner, the sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power and only will, and Allah is the source of the mercy, immediately if you believe in this, inshallah, you will be a believer in the oneness of Allah's worship, and this means that you only call on Allah, and you only fear Allah, and you do all the deeds for the sake of Allah, and you can obey the commands of Allah. You can be actually a true Muslim practicing Islam when you have the clear belief in the oneness of Allah's lordship. Okay, this is what I like to concentrate on mainly. Okay, the belief in Allah's oneness in His lordship. When I believe that all my matters are only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this belief is clear in my spirit, immediately I will only worship Allah, and I will only fear Allah, and I will only ask from Allah, and I will only call on Allah, and I will only cry to Allah, and I will need only the help of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be everything for me when the belief in His oneness as the Lord of the heavens and the earth is clear in my spirit. Accordingly, the belief in Allah's oneness in His lordship, it consists of four branches. You know, this will be, inshallah, the topic of some of the classes which we will have. We will learn from the Quran, and we will learn from our daily life how we have to believe in the oneness of Allah's lordship, how this will help us, inshallah, a lot in our worldly life. So the belief in the oneness of Allah's lordship. Okay? Allah is the Lord of the heaven and the earth. This consists of four branches. Okay, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. We always start with the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth. Number two, Allah is the creator, Allah is the owner of everything in the heavens and the earth. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower of everything in the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the unseen. And then we will know that the fourth branch is Allah is the only planner, Allah is the only organizer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of everything in the heavens and the earth. This means that Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will. Alhamdulillah. When, sisters, these four branches will be clear in your spirit, you will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will love to obey His commands. And you will love to be belonging to the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. So we need to have this knowledge clear in our spirits. We will have our reference from the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that inshallah, when you will be clear about these four branches, inshallah, your way of life, inshallah, according to the Islam, will be the most beloved to you, the source of the trust and peace, tranquility and hope in your life is this belief in the oneness of Allah's lordship. Today, inshallah, we will start with Allah is the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth. Again, we will learn all of this, sister, according to the rules of the Quran. Actually, I like to teach the Quran as the book of the rules. Whatever I will teach you, it will be in the form of rules. Okay, so when I tell you, sisters, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, I will tell you for this creation, there are four or 5 rules. You must know the rules. Allah is the owner, I will give you the rules. So you will feel immediately that the Quran is the book of the rules of everything in my life. I know about Allah from the rules. Then I will worship Allah according to the rules. Then I will find the peace and tranquility according to the rules. Accordingly, I can't live without the Quran. Why? Because it is the book of all the rules of my life. So now we will start by knowing the 4 rules of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, these 4 rules are number 1, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the miracle of life. Okay? You know, sisters, inshallah, today I will just give you the 4 rules. And inshallah, we will start to learn them in details over the coming classes. How Allah is the creator, how Allah is the owner of everything. Okay, inshallah. So, the first rule of the creation is the miracle of life. What is the meaning of the miracle of life? The meaning of the miracle of life is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth the living from the dead, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brings forth the dead from the living. Okay? Actually, we will discuss this in detail, inshallah, next week, the miracle of life. This is the first rule. The second rule is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all things. Creation is according to, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, according to Al-Qadar, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation is related to Al-Qadar. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything with Al-Qadar. What is the Qadar? According to, you know, the rules of Allah, according very specific and very accurate. Okay, this is everything is created according to Al-Qadr. The third rule is that Allah has made everything He created. He has created good. All the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are good. Okay, this is what we will learn inshallah. Number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in pairs. Everything on the earth is created in pairs. Okay, inshallah we will learn about all of this, the creation of the human being, the shaitan, the enemy of the human being, how the shaitan is deceiving the human being, the role of the shaitan, how the human being is different in his creation from the animal, the spirit of Allah in the human being. All of this inshallah we will learn. This will be the topic of the coming classes. Allah is the creator of everything. Then how this will help me in my worldly life? When I believe that Allah is the creator of everything, okay, how I can apply this in my worldly life? What are the benefits which I will have it in this belief? And inshallah we will continue with this. Inshallah we will have this. Inshallah we'll start from next week. And inshallah now I will start with you about... I want you, sister, please, to bring the Quran translation with you from next week. Okay, because you must read about all this knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His own words, from the Quran. Okay, so alhamdulillah, every verse, sisters, you must try to become close to the Quran so that you start to feel the mercy of the Quran and you start to live with the language of the Quran, and inshallah by time you will feel how the language of the Quran is different from any other language. You will feel the effect of the language and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your spirit, so that inshallah gradually you will start to love the Quran and you will start to feel that the Quran is the source of cure and mercy to my spirit. Okay? It is a cure and mercy for your spirit when it will give you the rules which will help you to live the worldly life in the best shape, inshallah. So for the sake of Allah, I want you to bring your Quran with you, a translation, inshallah, from next week.